Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and Lisa Cannon, Mrs. Showbiz, is on the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm great. Sure. Who else could we talk to? Only Lisa Cannon when we're talking all things Oscars. This woman has been on every red carpet in every country, I'd say, around the world. And the amount of dresses that you must have in your wardrobe, Lisa, because, I mean, you couldn't be really wearing the same one to every event, could you?
It's a stress, Trina. No, listen, I just wear black and then just accessorize everything different colours as I go. That's the trick.
Change your hair. And over the years, I mean, you've had your hair straight, you've had it curly, you've had it longer, you've had it shorter. See, people won't realise.
No, I'm a great chameleon. But listen, you must be excited. We're all excited. I mean, it's really a palpable feeling, isn't it? That everyone's like, the Oscars.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on social media of the Aer Lingus plane going over to the Oscars, packed full of, you know, all the stars that are up for Oscars, the behind the scenes people. And poor old Barry Keoghan had his luggage lost.
Not by Aer Lingus, might I add.
Let me jump in there. It was British Airways, I believe.
It was British Airways, yes, exactly. And Barry had actually texted me last week. He was like, yo, we're in LA. So, you know, the thing is, Barry has been spending all his time here in Ireland on walks up in the Wicklow Mountains, having a great time. Obviously, he's a brand new dad to Brando. Yeah. Beautiful little baby. He's absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, heading off, I have no idea why he went with British Airways. But look, I mean, you know, God love him. He must be devastated because he obviously had a lot of sentimental pieces that he wants to wear. Maybe pieces belong to his grandmother, his mother, you know, because obviously this is your Olympics. You know, you want something with you. This is your grand wedding. You know, you want the blue garter. You want something that you're going to be wearing that resembles your... No, but you know what I mean? You're at home and you're away. You're representing Ireland. And I know for a fact, Barry's a very deep, sentimental person. And I'd say he'd lovely pieces with him. So God love him. I hope they retrieve his luggage in time. Please God.
Well, it's on tomorrow night. I saw a really funny Instagram post and they were saying that they should really have the Oscars in Blanchardstown at the hotel there this year because there's so many Irish people up for awards. Like, why travel to America? We're doing really well in terms of nominations, aren't we?
Listen, we're flying it. This is the best year ever. And obviously, everyone knows I love my movies. I've interviewed every film director going. And I remember a great chat with Jim Sheridan not that long ago where we talked about, you know, the kind of the foray of My Left Foot back in 1990 and the excitement around the Academy Awards. I don't know if you remember that, Trina, but I was glued to my television. I mean, this was long before Instagram or streaming, before you could get any access to the Oscars. I mean, we didn't find out the news till the next day and it was literally front page news. But it's like that. I think we've never performed like this before. We've never had the opportunity to perform like this before. Yeah. And of course, we've had many, many other, you know, lovely dalliances. You know, obviously, Glenn Hansard, you know, we've had once the Oscar there and we've had many others throughout the years and many that we've claimed ourselves, including Daniel Day-Lewis. But never like this. You know, you've Paul Mescal and Colleen Kuhn, you've got Banshees, Colin, Barry, Brendan, Mark McDonough. I mean, the list goes on. It's fantastic. It's really brilliant. It's exciting for us, really.
It's funny because when they were making The Banshees of Inisherin, I actually went for 3 days to Galway there the year that was we made, and the people that we went to the Aran Islands and we met a guy there and he was saying, oh, you're only after missing Colin Farrell and Brendan. They were here. I was saying, what? I don't believe it. They were doing a movie here. Little did we know how massive this movie was going to be.
I think everyone thought it was just, that's grand. They're making a movie at home. Brilliant. Well done for them. You know, bringing a bit of tourism to Ireland. And, you know, great that they're making a stake and making a beautiful movie in our own home, beautiful country. Mm-hmm. But nobody knew it was going to hit these heights. I don't even think Colin or Barry or any of them did, really, you know. Yeah. And that's wonderful. I mean, it's a really beautifully crafted film. That's the thing. I think people have forgotten when they watch it. You know, it's got kind of mixed, confused faces when people watch it. They're like, is it a satire? Is it a black comedy? Is it a drama? Is it serious? But there's all these beautiful subtleties in it that really lend itself to what it's going to be, hopefully an Oscar nominated film. It's so well done, I think. And Martin McDonagh, wonderful screenwriter, of course, a stage writer originally, then a screenwriter, and of course he's got his own play kicking off in the Gaiety as well this week too, called Hangman. So all of his work from, you know, right to the beginning of In Bruges and working with Brendan and Colin has kind of been the template of where he is right now. He's an incredible writer. So here we are.
The chemistry between Colin and Brendan is something else, though, isn't it? And I really laughed when I saw that the sale of Aran jumpers has skyrocketed. They're back in fashion, Lisa. Get your Aran jumper.
I have one hit stuffed in the wardrobe somewhere, I'd say, with a bit of dust on it. I must pull it out. Because we've always thought they were quite twee, you know.
Yeah, and very itchy. Scratchy. Very itchy, yeah.
They're scratchy and they're itchy and, you know, it's a bit Irishified a little bit. But actually, they're cool.
Yeah,
let's lap
it up.
It's very cool to have an Aran jumper and your nice blue jeans and wellies.
Yeah, get your knitting needles out and set up an Etsy page. That's what I'm going to be doing.
But you know, to take away from that kind of element of, you know, the Banshees, and there's been a bit of backlash too, where people say, oh, you know, kind of shone a light on us as being gobbines, and, you know, and I was like, no. This is about literature. This is about writing and the stock of our creative talents as writers. I mean, you wouldn't dare say that about the Playboy of the Western World, would you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's about transforming a wonderful play to the screen, and this is what they've done. And I mean, look at Ireland. We are as cool as they come. Paul Mescal, front, out and centre. I saw beautiful pictures of him there with his family. You know, they've flown to Los Angeles. Obviously, he's up for Best Actor for Aftersun. What a talent. He's a cool-looking guy. You know, he's incredibly talented. I think we're out there. I mean, Ireland's the place to be. Everyone wants to be Irish right now, especially in the creative arts. And all the talent that's coming out of there, you know, from Sharon Horgan and all the Bad Sisters at Eve Houston. We have Jessie Buckley. We have Kerry Condon, who has always been a phenomenal actress, by the way. I think very much under the radar, has never been, you know, seen in that way. And now, thankfully, I think she, if nobody minds me saying, I thought she was one of the best things in the Banshees film herself. Incredibly cast. And
she was again, so shocked to win the BAFTA as well. I remember watching her accepting her award, and she said thank you 11 times in that speech because she couldn't believe she was there.
Oh, listen, it's a massive Kate Mila Falcha. Everybody's thrilled. And Barry himself, I was texting him there. I go back a long way with Barry in terms of how I know him. Terry McMahon is a wonderful director, and he'd cast him originally in one of his first pictures, St. Patrick's Day, but actually then he recast him and Barry never got the part. But actually sometimes those, you know, defaults where Barry didn't get the part that then spun him on to do other movies and work with other directors, and then he climbed the ladder. And he's precision. He has razor sharp precision when it comes to projects he wants to work on, you know, people he wants to associate himself with in terms of film, as in, you know, working with Colin, working with Nicole Kidman on Killing of a Sacred Deer, you know, the Yorgos Lanthimos project that soared in Cannes, and he got this huge accolade to say he's one to watch. He's always been one to watch. You know, with Box Office, My Movie Show, and Virgin Media Television, we gave him a wee tiny little award. You know, it was made out of plastic back, I think, about 6 years ago, and that was one of his first awards, and he gave it this gorgeous, you know, FaceTime kind of, thanks guys, this is my first of many awards. Now I feel embarrassed if he even has that sitting on his mantelpiece. Can you imagine that sitting next to him? A BAFTA and hopefully an Oscar. So, you know, yeah, they're great. I mean, I think what keeps Irish talent is our humanity and our kind of home groundedness. You know, we're very down to earth. You know, we've all come from normal homes, you know, and to come out this other side and be mixing in that melting pot of complete and utter high glitterati of Hollywood. We stand our ground. We hold our own. We are incredibly talented. Yeah.
Lisa, we will let you go and we will do a catch up with you on Monday when we know the result of the Oscars. And I'm sure you're going to be wreck talking to us because I know you're always glued to them and they're on quite late. Will you be wearing your glamorous dress now?
Here's a nice thing. Here's to end on a lovely note, and I'll leave you on this. But basically every year, my mum passed away 14 years ago, but every year growing up as a child, we would always watch the Oscars, or, you know, the highlights that we used to watch back in the kind of, you know, the 80s and 90s. And we always used to dress up and have a glass of wine and, you know, enjoy all the fashion. So every year it's a tradition. It's like a Christmas tradition. I do it. I get a little bit dressed up, put a bit of makeup on. Maybe I've gear changed into a glass of champagne instead of wine, but I definitely always do it. And it's really special. And this year particularly, I think it's going to be, you know, an emotional one for everyone because, please God, you know, we've got some of our best creme de la creme up for best actors, best screenplay supporting, and they're going to win. Someone's going to come back with something. So whether it's nothing or it's the whole gamut, they're going to come back completely applauded by all of us because it is wonderful. We're so proud.
Lisa, we'll chat to you on Monday. Thanks a million.
See you Monday.
See you.
Good luck. Take care.
Something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.